If you want to hear a podcast about some mook just rambling on, you're in the right place. Episode 20, It's All I Want for Christmas. You're listening to the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast, the podcast for the off-roader with a short attention span. All right, sit back and relax. The 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast is about to begin. Hey, this is Nikki G, and welcome to the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast. I know these things are kind of sporadic. I'm uploading them pretty much whenever I feel like it. And I got to be honest with you, I haven't really been feeling it lately. It's the wheeling season is coming to a close, so I've been trying to get in as much wheeling as possible. The federal grounds, Uwari and Brown Mountain near me, they close in December. And so I've been trying to hit the trails as much as possible. Plus, with the cooler weather, the camping is a lot more enjoyable. My Jeep seems to run better. I don't have to worry about the temperature as much. The engine temperature on my Cherokee, woof, man. It's a fickle beast. Sometimes it's cool. Sometimes it's running hot. Not close to overheating, but I'm careful to make sure it doesn't get to overheating. But in the fall with the cooler weather, it's a lot more enjoyable. But enough about that. Let's get to something that's on everybody's mind. The holidays. The holidays are right around the corner. We just finished Halloween, which is not a holiday, I guess. But that pretty much marks the beginning of the holiday season. It used to be Thanksgiving marked the beginning of the holiday season. But now they're putting out Christmas stuff even before Halloween. But I digress. Talk about the holidays. Everybody's going to be talking about top 5 lists, top 10 lists with holiday ideas, gift ideas, and blah, blah, blah. And those are great podcasts to listen to, great things to listen to and watch and enjoy. And they're on Facebook and all that other stuff. So I'm going to jump on the bandwagon. I'm going to talk about gifts you can get for the Jeeper in your life. And I know there's probably the ladies or the significant others that are not into Jeeps are probably not listening to this podcast. So it's up to us, the Jeeper, to give hints to make sure that we get what we want. What I usually do is I start an Amazon gift list and I put 20 or 30 things in there, and my wife and children pick out 2 or 3. And so this way, you know, you kind of know what you, I don't say know what you get, but they don't have to worry about buying the wrong thing. And guys, leave advertisements around, stuff that you circle, like print out a page from Affordable Off-Road with that bumper circled. And there's no shame in just coming out and saying, hey, look, this is what I want for Christmas. Now, if you happen to be somebody who's looking for a gift for a Jeeper, anything, it's the thought that counts. Anything is great. An overlooked item is fire extinguishers. Go out to your guy or gal's Jeep and look at their fire extinguisher and buy them a fire extinguisher. They do go bad. They go stale, I guess you could say. They have like an expiration on it. And if the one he has is not close to expiring, hey, it doesn't hurt to have two. Who wouldn't like to have two fire extinguishers? Fire suppression is always a good idea to have. Same thing with a first aid kit. Buy him a new first aid kit, a nice big flashy first aid pouch. It doesn't have to be filled with stuff, but yeah, if you make him a first aid kit, that is always good to have. And then there's the ever so popular gift card. Get them a Home Depot or Lowe's gift card and let them buy their own stuff. Now, you don't have to go out and buy the big flashy light bar and stuff. It's the simple things that matter. One of those Walmart car cleaning kits are always a good idea. Floor mats, another good idea to have because, you know, the ones we have are probably trashed. I know mine are, but I keep them because my Jeep is protected by a layer of mud and crud. Underneath that, there's a Jeep somewhere. Compass is a great idea to get somebody who enjoys the outdoors. I always roll with one in my Jeep. So, a compass. And while you're at it, the good old-fashioned Rand McNally Atlas, and they make them by state, too, so you can get one just for your state that's a little more detailed. A paper map is always good to have, although it might not have every trail and stuff that they're on. It gives them a general idea of the area. And a good old-fashioned coupon for a car wash is always helpful. Get out there and wash their car, their Jeep for them. They'll appreciate it. While we're talking about washing, a pressure washer, if they don't have one, you can get a good cheap one at Harbor Tool and Freight for under $100. That works great. I use mine all the time. Another good gift idea is what I call a bug out bag. You get a pouch or a bag and you put everyday items that you usually use, but you always forget to pack, like insect repellent, sunscreen, baby wipes, if you can find them nowadays, and toilet paper for, emergencies. And then a couple of those Mylar blankets throw in there, a rain poncho. And then I always put in a cigarette lighter in there in case you have to make a fire. And that's my oh shit pouch, as you call it. And come to think of it, that has my compass in there too. But you don't have to go out and buy the fancy bumpers and winches and high lift jacks and all that. It's the thought that counts, and it's the simple things. I bet if you make a bag that has emergency stuff like the insect repellent and just stuff like that, they will appreciate it. And more than that, they'll use it. And if they're in an emergency situation, they'll be very thankful for it. All right, so that's about all the time I have this week, or maybe this month. Who knows? With the year coming to an end, these podcasts are good podcasts, if that's a word. This stuff's going to be on a regular basis, and the content's getting better. I've got plans for this. I just need to implement it, need to find a time, because with the holiday seasons comes very little time. You can catch the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast on Podbean. Yeah, I know, it's a real thing, and it's still there. I figured it'd be out of business. Although, everybody talks about Anchor, so I might switch to Anchor, but, Podbean's been so nice to me. I'd hate to leave them high and dry. You can also catch me on Apple Podcast and Google Play, but not iHeartRadio or Pandora. Those son of a bitches just won't let me on there. I'm just not big enough for them. Follow the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast on Twitter, the gram, Facebook, which I don't seem to post too much on Facebook. My mom always seems to hassle me on Facebook. I remember when all the kids used MySpace, and then us adults started using it, so then they created Facebook. And now that Facebook is infiltrated with us older people, now they're moving on to TikTok, which I do not understand one bit. You can email us at 10minuteoffroadpodcast@gmail.com. That's 10minuteoffroad@gmail.com. All right, until next time, this is Nikki G saying, wheel what you got and be happy.